A mass shooting on East Colfax resulted in the death of one person and the wounding of five others Tuesday afternoon. Three of the wounded are in critical condition. The shooting occurred around 1:50 p.m. on the 1400 block of Verbena Street. Denver police say they found out about the shooting through their ShopSpotter surveillance system as well as numerous 911 calls from the area. Denver Police Commander Matt Clark gave further details at a media briefing Tuesday afternoon.
At this point, we know that three individuals were in a vehicle that was traveling northbound on Verbena Street in the 1400 block. Our victims were on the west curb line on the side, on the east side of a market there at Colfax and Verbena. They were just standing on the sidewalk, no apparent conflict there. The vehicle stops at Colfax. Three individuals got out of that vehicle and fired multiple rounds from handguns at the group standing on the sidewalk.
Police say the suspects fled eastbound on Colfax, abandoned their car, and then got into a black SUV. An employee at a motel near the scene of the shooting told the Denver Post he heard between 20 and 30 gunshots fired during the incident. The DPD have begun searching for the identity of the shooters as well as the motive behind why they shot the victims. The Arapahoe County Coroner's Office has identified the victims of a fatal shooting that occurred Sunday night. Authorities are calling the murders at a house near the intersection of East 10th Avenue and Geneva Street an ongoing domestic situation. The coroner's office identified three of the victims as members of the same family and the fourth as a renter in their home. The suspect is the ex-boyfriend of the sister and daughter of two of the victims. Those same two victims, the father and daughter, had filed for protection orders against the suspected murderer a week prior to the incident. A mother and her 10-year-old daughter died in an apartment fire that started early Monday morning. KGNU's Kiara Demare reports.
Police are investigating two juvenile suspects they believe intentionally started the fire in the 32-unit Tiffany Square Apartments on Sheridan Boulevard. The fire, which began early Monday morning, damaged 14 units and killed 31-year-old Kathleen Payton and her 10-year-old daughter, Jasmine Payton Aguayo. Nine residents and one firefighter were injured in the fire as well. Three residents are still hospitalized. According to the Denver Post, occupants of the 32 units continue to be displaced. In a news release, Lakewood police said, "It appears that the fire was intentionally set and a full homicide investigation is underway. The two suspects, who haven't been identified because they're under the age of 18, will face first-degree murder and first-degree arson charges." For KGNU, I'm Kiara Demare.
Governor Jared Polis presented his 2023 to 2024 budget Tuesday, days before the Colorado midterm election, where he is up against Republican Heidi Ganahl. Colorado law requires that Polis release a November budget, and lawmakers say a more realistic breakdown in spending will come in January after election. In the meantime, Polis's budget increases state spending by nearly 7%, which, in a statement, he said is still below inflation rates. As many sources of federal and state pandemic relief funding slow, Governor Polis said he warned the state should prepare for a recession. In this week's budget proposal, Polis maintained a 15% general fund, saying in a statement that the state needs to prepare for the unknowns. "It's not always a fun thing to do," he said, "but it is a fiscally prudent and sound thing to do." Douglas County voters will decide on two major funding measures next week. The county school leaders are encouraging voters to pass a $60 million mill levy override and a $450 million bond for their school district. The mill levy override ballot measure 5A would increase teachers' salaries in the district by 9%. Douglas County School District has struggled to compete with neighboring districts like Cherry Creek School District, where teachers are paid an average salary close to $20,000 more. To pay for a teacher raise, the county would increase property tax. The ballot measure proposes to tax homeowners $1 per week for every $100,000 of home value. Measure 5B increases the district's debt by $450 million. According to CBS News, the money would go toward opening new schools while maintaining older ones with better training programs and security upgrades. School leaders say taxpayers wouldn't see any tax increase from 5B. If they don't pass it, they would see a tax decrease. Glenwood Springs and Pitkin County have signed onto a petition to support overturning a federal decision authorizing the building of Uinta Railroad. As Aspen Public Radio's Caroline Yanez reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, The proposed railroad would transport crude oil from the Uinta Basin in Utah across over 100 miles of railroad, some of which passing along the I-70 and Colorado River corridor.
Eagle County filed a petition in February asking the Federal Surface Transportation Board to reconsider its December 2021 decision, allowing the railroad to go ahead. The amicus brief filed by Glenwood Springs and Pitkin County, along with eight other local governments across Colorado, claims the STB did not give enough consideration to the environmental impacts of the railway. Glenwood Springs city officials are concerned that the number of crude oil cars traveling on the Union Pacific Railway line would increase dramatically. Mayor Jonathan Godis also said in a statement that the STB's assessment that wildfire risk in the downline area was not significant, quote, ignores real-world evidence. The brief also claims the decision did not adequately address the risk of derailment, risks that come both from the size of oil tanker cars and the mountain terrain the cars would pass through, like Glenwood Canyon. Caroline Yanez, Aspen Public Radio News.
Expect mostly sunny weather today in the Front Range, ahead of an upcoming drop in temperatures. In Denver, a high of 72 and a low of 40. In Boulder, a high of 69 and a low of 38. In Fort Collins, a high of 70 and a low of 35. The National Weather Service forecasts a storm system will bring snow to the mountains tomorrow, with light snow possible in Front Range cities Thursday evening. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.